Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We've been having another powerful week together, diving into God's Word, chewing on the first couple verses of what we've been reading from Paul in Corinthians, talking about speaking into division, talking about the cross and the power of the cross. What does it mean to be dependent on the cross? What does it mean to strip the cross of its power? What does it mean that the cross is foolishness to the world? And friends, I think this is so good for us because so often we just go about our lives. We got to go to work. We got to get everything done. We got to complete our task. And we just go da 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 da. And we live, I live so often not clinging to the cross and really not focusing on the beauty and the power of the cross. And I think what the Lord is wanting to do so much with believers in this hour in the world where there's so much consumption, there's so much battling of power, there's so much pride, there's so much ego, is saying, I want to bring Catholics into a true understanding of suffering, into a true understanding of the cross and how it is the power of God. And I love, we read yesterday, we got into kind of the second half of what we're reading, and the heading is Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. There's something that is so central of that. Christ, yes, yes, Christ is our lover. He's our bridegroom. He's our friend. He's our savior. He's tender. He's gentle. He helps us. All of that stuff is true. But there's this way of focusing on Jesus as Christ, as the power and the wisdom of God. That Jesus is sent into the world to reveal God. He's sent to reveal what the kingdom of God is like. And if we want to know what the kingdom of God is like, the Father is saying, look to Jesus. Jesus is the revelation, not just of the Father, but of the kingdom of God, because the culture of heaven is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together. And so Jesus is going into the world to say, I am the manifestation. I am the revelation of the kingdom of God, which is now at hand. It's breaking into the kingdom of the world. And what we talked about yesterday, and I want to encourage you to go listen to it, is the important things in the world are money and power and revenge and getting my way and making my name known. And there's ways as believers in Christ which we can fall into this. You know, one way personally was that the Lord was convicting me of this was, how was I responding when I was being slighted, when I was being slandered about, when I was being gossiped about? And friends, if I'm totally honest, in my own weakness and my own spiritual immaturity, so often I was finding myself like gossiping back or being like, oh, like having this, you know what I mean? Like, you just want to grasp at a situation. You want to find control. You want to say everything in our human spirit when we're wronged wants to say, I'll show them. Yeah, I'll show them. But no, the Lord is saying, he's saying, come to me. Don't get trampled over, but hide yourself in my wounds. Because the power of the cross didn't go beat it. The cross wasn't beating people over the head, being like, look how victorious I am. The cross is submission, not to the will of the world, but to the will of the Father. So as we read again today and we enter in, we're coming of saying, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, we want to enter into the culture of the kingdom. We want to enter into the culture of the kingdom of God. What is the Father like? What is the Son like? Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. Let's go ahead and pray, and then let's dive into God's Word. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Show us Jesus, not just as we want to see him, but as he is. Show us the wisdom of God. Show us the power of God. That we may find ourselves in him, we may be empowered by him, and we may worship him for who he truly is. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to read this word. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. Where we left off yesterday, he says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Friends, we need this. We need this message. This is God's mercy upon us to say, I'm sending Jesus into the world, and through the way that I bring salvation about, I'm going to do it through a way that the world doesn't understand. I'm not going to do it through a big, powerful superhero type. I'm going to do it through someone who comes and shows what obedience to death is. And so he destroys the wisdom of the wise and the cleverness of the clever he thwarts, not because he's cruel, but I need him to do this in my life. Otherwise, I will think my way is the way. Because what we do in the world is we rely on our own wisdom. We see this on governmental levels all over the world. It's Psalm 2. It says the kings of the earth, they throw off God. Why? Because they think that their way is wise. We become puffed up and we can't see God's way. And so he has to foil our plans. That's such a good prayer to pray. God, foil my plans and show me where I'm being clever. Show me where I'm trying to get my own way. Show me where I'm trying to figure it out myself. I need God to do this. And I love this passage. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? Where has there been final victory? Has it been in the sage? Has it been in the scribe? Has it been in the debater of this age? No, it's in the man on the cross. This is where victory has come from. And so it's this way of God has undercut the way of the world, saying this is not the strong way. He has undercut the way of the world with the way of the kingdom. He continues on. He says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. So from the beginning of time, this is God's wise plan. This is God's wise plan. That the world would not be able to come to know him through the wisdom of the world. Because the wisdom of the world is blindness. That God said, I'm choosing a different way. So in God's perfect wisdom, the world did not know God through their way. That if you take the wide road, if you go the path of destruction, if you're going through the kingdom of God and the way of the world, you will not be able to see God. And I think this is an important thing to ask ourselves, to say, how am I pursuing the wisdom of the world? Am I living in the culture of the kingdom of the world, in power, in revenge, in bitterness, in money, in trying to make something of myself? Am I living in that way and expecting God to fit into that? Because in God's wisdom, he's saying what comes through conversion is a new way of seeing, a new way of thinking. When you're born again, you're baptized into Christ's death, which is not the wisdom of the world. It's the wisdom of God. And so God's saying, I made it in a way that you could not come to know me through your worldly passions. It pleased God through the foolishness of what we preach to save those who believe. The way God has chosen to do it, it pleased him to say the thing that brings people to salvation is faith through the hearing of God's word, through hearing about a man who died and rose again, not about a way of saving yourself, not about pagan gods that you can make sacrifices to. Think of all of the ways that the church in Corinth might have been exposed to pagan worship. Think of Greek gods. Think of even what the Jews were waiting for, a superhero, militaristic Messiah. The Greeks are making sacrifices to the gods. They think Caesar is God. They can't make a mistake. They have to work for it. They have to follow the law to a T. And here comes God saying, I'm doing a new thing. You no longer have to offer sacrifices. You don't have to burn incense to me. You don't have to offer your firstborn children as sacrifices. There is a way that now I'm coming into the world and God sacrifices himself for relationship with us. Think of it. It's not just the cross that's foolishness to the world. It's also the incarnation. God gives himself to us. There's this, I'm going to try to find it in this little book that I've been reading called Extravagant Love, The Self-Emptying of Jesus. And there's this beautiful line in it where he talks about how God becomes like totally caught up and involved with the human race. And I'm going to try to find it here. It talks about God. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know if I can find it, but it's this Sister Ruth Burroughs. She's a beautiful nun, a beautiful writer. And she talks in her book. I thought I underlined it. Maybe I didn't. She talks about it in her book about how Jesus has now become involved. Oh, here, I found it. So it's in this little, sorry, I'm literally actively trying to find it. It's in this little book called Extravagant Love. This is how you tell this is real. This is totally me because I'm just like, oh, let me find it. The Self-Emptying Love of Jesus by Ruth Burroughs, who's a sister of Jesus of Nazareth. She says this. She says, Jesus is God's total, unbreakable involvement with us. Never can God be, quote unquote, pure God again. He remains ever and ever God with humanity in his heart. Humanity is within the Godhead forever and ever. And it's not to say that God like mixes with us. There's this, and I'm not saying a weird theological thing of like now we're mixed with God. But as a parent, when a parent has a child, they give their heart to that child. And there's never a way now for their heart to be separated from that child. And so there's a way that God, by giving his son, becomes totally involved with us. That's absurd for God. God becomes totally involved with man. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. And friends, each and every one of us, we're using still in some way the wisdom of the world to hide in those places where we're saying, I don't know if I can receive the foolishness. But God didn't choose to do it through the wisdom of the world. He chose to do it in his own way. And so today, Holy Spirit, give us a revelation of the way of God. Give us a new way of seeing. Give us a new way of living. That we're living in a way that is wise to you, but foolish to the world. Show each and every one of us in our hearts how we're walking in the wisdom of the world. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.